last week, the Orange County Board of Commissioners had its annual retreat talking about external issues and how they might affect the Board of County Commissioners and Orange County in general going forward, trying to manifest our values and our agenda and our missions and our goals in the coming years. We're joined now, as always on Wednesday afternoon at this time, by Mark Dorison, Chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. You were looking at the TV, or you were looking towards the TV and listening to the CBS report, and we started talking about it. I don't know. There's something bad on one TV, and there's something bad on the radio, and I don't know what we were responding to even, but...
Well, every day
it's
seems
that kind
to
of
bring
time.
Some new, fresh misery.
Oh, you work for the Office of Civil Rights at UNC. So I want to ask about Neil Gorsuch, which is the nominee for Supreme Court, whether we get past the filibuster, whether they go nuclear, as Donald Trump is now encouraging the Republicans in the Senate to do. What's your take on Gorsuch?
Well, I haven't done enough research yet into his background. I think he's a pretty hardcore conservative. I think to the extent they were looking for someone in the mold of Scalia, I think he probably fits that description. I have a few people I know who have suggested that he may not be as bad as we feared on issues in criminal law. But even Scalia, to his credit, that sort of very far right libertarian perspective sometimes swings back around. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's going to be a lot more to look at. But I think that he is as far to the right as they could find.
Mm-hmm. And someone as far to the right as they could find of someone who actually has some qualifications for the job. Like, I know it's an extremely low bar, but the one nice thing is, people who know him say, yeah, he's a smart guy, he knows the law, and at this point I'm like, well, at least he didn't nominate Roy Moore or something like that.
Well, it's a really interesting point, because it's a reminder for all of us who are interested in the judiciary, mm-hmm, to keep a focus on the appointments to the lower courts, because what happens is, those seats at the courts of appeals and even the district courts get filled without much controversy or without being very high profile. And then these very conservative judges, when it's time to move somebody up, the argument is, well, he was approved almost unanimously, for his current seat.
Yep.
And but people just aren't paying attention to those.
Yeah, that's true. And it's also important to look at the circuit courts and the district courts, because the vast majority of cases don't get to the Supreme Court. They take, a couple hundred a year, maybe some more than that, depending on how busy the year is. But the vast majority of cases, they end at the district court or the circuit court level. So those are the courts that are making the big decisions.
That's exactly right. I think in the last couple of terms of the Supreme Court, they've heard less than 100 cases, mm-hmm, in the 70s. So, and those appointments are really the critical ones. Our circuit, the Fourth Circuit, which covers North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, when I started practicing law in the mid-90s, was the most conservative circuit in the country. It was to the right of the Supreme Court. I mean, this was the circuit where folks who wanted to get a conservative ruling brought cases.
Mm-hmm.
And, one of the great things that Obama did was he concentrated on appointments in the Fourth Circuit. And now it's probably one of the best ones.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of those lower courts, I know the gay marriage case that we heard just last year, the Supreme Court did not take it until there was a split at the circuit level, which means if you've got one circuit court after another that's all conservative, those cases aren't going to get to the Supreme Court. They're just going to be ruled on in one way, and that's where they'll stand.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Speaking with Mark Dorison, chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, so let's turn to the retreat from last weekend. What transpired?
One of the focuses, and you mentioned this in your introduction, one of the themes of the retreat was resiliency.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we really not maintain all of the values and the quality of life that we've worked hard to establish here, but also how do we keep that moving forward in the face of what we anticipate maybe challenges at the state level, funding cuts, shifts in priorities, greater encroachment on local discretion and authority, and then tremendous questions at the federal level, particularly around funding for education, for the environment, for infrastructure, economic development. So really trying to figure out how we maintain what we have, continue to move forward, but with the understanding that there are real potential threats out there, and they could come at a level that we just can't make up at the county. The state and the federal government could take away funds at a rate that we'd never be able to replace. Mm-hmm.
So what do we do locally in the meantime?
Well, I think that, you know, we're seeing a lot of activism from folks reaching out. You know, I've heard that the congressional switchboards have been overloaded. They can't take a phone call. So maintaining that kind of activism, yeah, and that kind of engagement for our congresspeople and our senators, and then doing the same thing at the state level. I mean, for local legislators, and that means not just the three who represent Orange County, but bringing attention to the Speaker of the House, to the President of the Senate, to the Governor's office, and to any allies we have around the state.
Mm-hmm. And I think keeping that up is the important thing. You just mentioned it, but I think a lot of people get discouraged when they make a phone call or they go to a protest or they get off the couch and they get active and they don't see full results immediately. But it takes a lot of time, and you might lose 9/10 of the fights that you have with people in power who disagree with you. But if you win one out of those 10, that's progress.
That's right. If you fight, you might lose, mm-hmm, but if you don't fight, you'll surely lose.
Yep.
Right.
And we're seeing this with Betsy DeVos now, education secretary, who is probably going to get the vast majority of yes votes from Republicans, but there are already two, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, who've said, over and above our own concerns about her candidacy for that position, we got flooded with calls and they were all vote no, vote no, vote no, and we're responding to those. And every Republican senator is getting those same exact phone calls, and anyone who's kind of wavering or kind of on the fence, they're going to be hearing those calls and thinking about it.
It was particularly disappointing to see, I think, the day after her first testimony at the at the committee, when I knew hundreds and hundreds of people have been calling Senator Burr's office. He came out with a statement saying, endorsing her and mm-hmm. suggesting that he hadn't heard any opposition. But yeah, you're right. We have to keep that pressure on. And I think that what's happening with the DeVos nomination is a good example.
Yeah. Speaking with Mark Dorison again, Orange County Board of Commissioners, and there are about 100 different issues that are all seeing rapid movement at the federal level right now. Obviously, it's hard to keep track of them all, and people have been talking about that ever since day one of this administration. What are the issues that you are focusing on in terms of impact locally?
Well, one of the big things is, I think, going to be what's going to happen with HUD. Mm-hmm. Affordable housing is a big priority in the community. It has been for a long time, but it's really gained momentum, I think, in the last year. We passed the $5 million bond in November. And, certainly a piece of the affordable housing funding model is money that comes from the feds. And I have very deep concerns about whether that will continue at all. The other piece is what's going to happen from, whether Betsy DeVos is confirmed or not. There's certainly the administration's push on education is towards private schools, charter schools, and those, developing those come at a cost to our traditional public schools. And so if that's the federal government's main education emphasis, the state level forces that are in that camp are going to be emboldened. And I think we're going to see a lot of challenges to particularly public school funding, traditional public school funding.
Yeah, and the county commissioners have done a great job in the last few years of sort of bolstering public schools here locally in spite of cuts. But there comes a point, right, where you just can't you're overwhelmed by the cuts.
That's exactly right. The cuts become too deep and too fast. And then in addition to cuts, there are threats about saying whether, I know the charter school folks are really been pushing for a couple of years, a bill to get funding, local funding for capital, which they mm-hmm. don't get right now. That would be, if that was to come to be, that would be a huge hit to the county.
So you're talking about building buildings.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Speaking again with Mark Dorsey, what about light rail? I know there's concerns about state level funding, but we haven't really talked about, is there concern about getting money from the federal government? And they're supposed to be providing 50% of the budget for that, right?
That is absolutely a concern, although I think relatively speaking, the state support that's in there is more of a concern. So far, we haven't seen anything specifically coming from the feds that's saying this stuff is all going to go away. And the Trump administration has been talking about infrastructure as a priority. But there are still a lot of questions that the light rail issue is going to be a feature of probably a board meeting every few weeks from now through the spring.
We've got to let you go in a couple of minutes. What's coming up for the Board of County Commissioners? What else should people be concerned about, and what else should people be doing?
One thing that we want to try to get the word out to folks, one thing that is coming soon is the property tax revaluation. So that's always a controversial issue, and people always get concerned about the changes in their tax valuation. There's a whole bunch of great information that the county's put together on its website about how the process works, what you can expect, how to ask questions about your evaluation, how to challenge it if you think it's incorrect. And so hopefully we're starting to get this information out so people won't be surprised that this is coming.
All right. Mark Dorison, Chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, orangecountync.gov, if you want more information about the board and about the county in general. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's great to see you.